can roll.
We can.
It's 7 p.m. Ooh, nice. So now I get this big fancy.
We can.
Welcome to YouTube Red.
Oh, and you have no ads, right? That's like one of the, zero ads.
I think that's the thing. Yeah. I think that's the main, like, the main thing. And then you could play it in the background too.
Yep. No ads. You can play in the background. You get exclusive content because, like, there's stuff that only is only available to, like, YouTube Red people.
So I have a new YouTube thing.
What?
And that you probably, I've posted it before, but it's, if you haven't seen it, it's really funny. Have you heard of Sassy Trump?
Yes. It's like where the gay guy, like, overdubs, yes, like every, the actual,
yeah,
quotes.
So I saw it on Colbert. Like, Colbert, like, ran a thing from it for it.
Yeah.
And it kills me. Every single one is just hilarious.
Well, and it's funny because they're actual quotes.
They're exact words. Right. They're just said they're by just someone else.
Said by somebody that talks funny.
With a very homosexual, right, accent.
Tone. It's very good.
Yeah, and some of them aren't. Like, some of them are they use different bits on it, depending on what he's talking about. But
yeah,
mostly it's a sassy person, right, who's like, I am the least racist person you'll ever meet.
I am going to build a wall.
Yeah. Boo. Yeah. You didn't even try. You didn't try to sell it.
Whatever. It's been a long day. It's been a long day.
Good. Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, so now I'm YouTube Rebbin.
Nice. YouTube Rebbin.
YouTube Rebbin.
It's a special feature that you can get.
YouTube Red. YouTube Redding.
Yes. Have you gotten your MoviePass card yet?
No.
Still?
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
I think in this letter that they sent me, this email, that for some reason I want to say I'm going to get it around the 7th.
Gotcha.
October 7th.
That seems late.
It is late. Like, it's a full month late.
Like, how can they be that behind? Like,
well,
as soon as the influx comes through, it's like, oh crap, we weren't expecting all these people. But, like, that's when they just, to, like, buy more, like, just order more cards and,
well,
get it going.
Apparently, every single one has to be, like, set up in, like, a prepaid debit account.
Right. It's like its own. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, for some reason, there's some kind of, like, link to where, why didn't they just get Wells Fargo to, like, sell them or something,
yeah,
you know? Or,
something.
Remember when Wells Fargo was, I don't know if you heard that news.
Oh, yeah.
About setting up fake accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they can do it pretty quick.
They're like, so, oh, yeah, we didn't lose any money.
But anyway,
yes.
So I'm excited about that, and we'll see if this is, like, worth it.
Yeah.
It's $12.99 a month, so I doubt that it's going to be worth it.
For YouTube Red?
For YouTube Red.
$13.
Yeah. Like,
that seems like it's a lot.
It does seem like a lot. So we'll see in the next couple months of using this for free. It's just like I use my Apple. I'm paying for Apple now. Like, yeah, I've passed.
So, but they offer a 3-month free trial.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That might be worth it.
And it told me like, so you will be after.
Because I use
January
YouTube
1st.
All the time. So, like, I'm wondering if, like, it might be. But then, like, everything just keeps adding up. It's like Netflix and Amazon and
exactly.
Spotify,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
HBO.
You don't have cable anymore, but.
But you're going to rack up a $75 bill, yeah, through everything else anyway.
So I've got, like, Hulu.
Yeah.
Hulu and Netflix,
mm-hmm,
and
HBO.
And
oh,
I
do
just
you have
got
a login for HBO, or do you pay for it?
I don't pay for it.
You have
it.
A login. Nice.
Yeah. But I do have CBS, which I just got.
Gotcha.
Because I wanted to watch football.
Right. So. Right.
So, speaking of football.
Yes.
I think we got a lot of numbers last week.
I think so. I haven't checked them, but I think so. And so, if that was your first episode and you're back with us, thanks for joining.
Yep.
We appreciate your listens.
Yes, indeed.
We
talk about lots of stuff.
And typically, it's not as political or heated as last week's episode, but I was just in this grumpy mood where, like, I was just getting inundated with crap, and, like, that's the way it is in this day and age, I guess, where it's like,
well,
it's just political, and as soon as politics, like, makes its way into something that shouldn't be political, it, like, bugs me.
Well, not only that, we're at a particularly, you know, special time in history, I think.
Yep.
You know, like, it's unique and challenging, extraordinarily challenging. It's been challenging for well over the past year.
Yeah, for sure.
And so tempers and are high and fuses are burnt out. But I don't know, man. I feel good. I feel like that people are talking, you know.
No, that's, like, the one good thing that is coming out of everything is that, like, people are actually talking. And most of the stuff I see now isn't just like hate-filled attacking, I guess. It's more of like, this is how I feel. And then if somebody posts a counterpoint, they're not just like, well, F you. Like, people it's more trying. It's more of a dialogue now, yeah. Which I guess is better than just F you and F you back.
People are trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I'm trying not to get as mad. You know I love the fight on the internet. Exactly. But I'm trying to be respectful.
You pick fights all the time.
No, I'm just like... Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you see somebody that says something and you're like,
oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. You crack your knuckles, yep. Sit down at your laptop, and you're like, all right.
Come here, you. Take a sip of my coffee.
I got this.
Yeah. I got something
I
to
see
say.
Your point, but I yeah. have this to say.
And so, yeah, I, you know, man, I'm trying to set a good example, too. I'm trying to, like actually, be better about it. Yeah. Just be better about it. I don't want to, like, my complaint before... before social media mm-hmm. was the ease at which somebody can be completely disengaged with what's going on.
Oh now. Yeah, absolutely.
And I love that it's harder now to just live your life and not ever have an opinion ever.
It got to the point where you tweeted.
I've tweeted. I've been trying to tweet too. I've been yeah. trying to like and get my Instagram going.
Yep. Oh yeah. No, I want to talk about that. But right. let's get things rolling and then like officially start talking.
All right. Here we go.
So well, I gotta say, you know, Visit Life's a Binge. Do we have to do that? Maybe we should just record a bumper. Maybe we should make it part of the theme music. I don't know. But anyway,
we can do anything we want
because we don't ever say like. Why do we have to say go visit lifesabinge.com?
We don't.
And check out our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and follow us at Life's a Binge. Because I think everyone that's listening does that. But if you're not, then check it out. Hit us up at Life's a Binge
if you happen
on
to
all
like,
social media.
Yeah, if you happen to be listening, and last week was your first time listening.
Yeah.
And this is your second time.
Check us out.
Yeah. Check us out and check us out because you can see all the topics. We generally, we're TV and movie.
Most of the time. TV, movies, podcast, pop culture.
Yeah, pop culture. Yep. We give ourselves
things that are relevant.
Room to wander. And that's why I think last week had to happen.
It was literally the topic of all TV anyway.
Right.
So it
really
it
was.
It really fit everything.
And,
so.
We don't have to like stick our heads in the sand
right.
about stuff that happens
yeah.
Just because sometimes
it's
it makes,
kind of off topic.
It
or
makes people uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, so. But like it needed to be talked about.
Right.
It was funny. Like my podcast feed was literally like everyone's title was like take a knee, take a knee, take a knee, take a knee, take a knee. So everyone was talking about it. So it was quote justified that we talked about it too.
For sure.
Because it needed to happen.
Yeah.
And if it brought in new listeners, then it worked.
Yeah.
Marketing work.
Yeah. If you listen to 40
hashtag
other
take a knee.
40 other take a knee up podcasts and they're yeah. all sucked.
You're right.
Like, here
just
it
come
is.
Over to this one.
Life's a Binge one. That's
yeah,
the
these
one
guys
that's
are
good.
The ones we like.
So
but anyway, cool. So follow us, check us out on all social media at Life's a Binge, lifesabinge.com and facebook.com/lifesabinge. And with that, let's get rolling.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow. And wow.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Cha. Boom, boom. Bam,
bam, bam, hot bam. Child in the city.
Speaking of social media, you had an interesting Instagram experience.
So I'm trying to be much more savvy.
Correct.
Okay, and I got to admit something. Yes. Like, so as much as I want to promote... Mm-hmm. Life's a Binge, which I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Promote it on all, you know, as much as I can in all social media.
Correct.
And grow our numbers and try to make this into something even better.
Something bigger than it is. Yeah. Yep. Bigger and better.
That I'm wanting to get more savvy at. So I've been working
correct.
On my phone.
Yep.
I've learned how to get my Life's a Binge.
Twitter.
Yeah, profile onto my Twitter.
Yep.
And have my normal one on there. Same with the Instagram.
Yep.
And I still haven't posted anything
I know.
From Life's a Binge. It's a pain in the I'm still getting the hang of it.
Well, it's funny because I'm going to throw you under the bus like hardcore
go ahead.
Right now.
Go ahead.
You were like, "What's the logins?" And so I gave you the logins. So I was like, "Yeah, post away, man. Like that's the whole point."
Right.
And you were trying to post the picture onto Instagram.
Yes.
But you were sitting at your computer.
Yes.
And you can't do it. It doesn't allow that
it
to happen.
It does not allow it to happen.
You can't upload. And that's I think the whole reasoning behind that is so you can't, like, take, like, really good SLR pictures. Well, this was probably the logic in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So you can't, like, take SLR. Because it's designed for mobile. Like, it's a mobile app. And you can view it on desktop, but it's a mobile app. And so, like, I think it's so you couldn't, like, take pictures, like, real fancy ones, and then upload, and just upload, like, 100 pictures at one time.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's maybe their logic behind it. But you sat there for quite some time trying to figure out how to upload a picture to Instagram.
Yes.
And you, like, sent a message. You're like, how the fuck do you upload to Instagram? And I was like, you push the plus button. So I was like, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
But you were at the desktop, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And people, luckily, people, like, say, oh, yeah, nope, you sure can't.
You can't do that.
And which was, like, at least, like, at least, like, made me breathe easy a little bit.
Right. That you weren't just missing something. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was infuriating. How the fuck are you supposed to put anything on this page to share? There's no, you know, and you know how I just get shorter and shorter with my words. But you can't. And so, yeah. So luckily I was able to breathe
and then
form complete sentences.
And now you logged it on your phone, so you can do it like that.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And so.
The only problem is you now have to either take a picture with your phone or like screenshot something on your phone or save it to your phone and then send it through. So it's a pain.
I'm still figuring it out, but I want to do it. But I've been tweeting.
You can tweet. That's true.
And I tweeted the last episode.
Yeah, it was a good tweet.
And I tweeted a couple things, but I forgot. But I realized, you know what I forgot about this last week's episode, which I think we reached a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like we boosted it and reached at least 1,900 people.
Yeah.
And and got, I think, 14 or 15 people to click on.
Yeah, we got extra clicks out of it and stuff.
Yeah, like 15,
which
like
is
14,
pretty
15
cool.
plays, I think.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
So I forgot what the point was, of course.
Yeah, who knows?
But anyway, it's been an adventure, and I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
For sure. For sure. And that's social media talk here on Life's Binge. We should get drops. Social media. I want to start doing all that crap, man.
Oh yeah.
And like playing media with what we're talking about and everything. Like I just want to get more produced, and maybe that'll happen when I'm not planning a wedding and I actually have more time to do stuff.
I was say, where's my,
it takes up all my darn time. What are you looking for over there? Your soundboard?
That's what we call it. The soundboard.
You don't even know where it's at.
Not on this one.
Stupid. You probably don't have it downloaded.
It's probably.
But since we're going to be playing media and such, we're probably going to do a few kind of fun-filled episodes and stuff in regards to that stuff. What you got going on over there?
All right.
Epic fail.
Now, is that too loud? Should I turn it
no
down?
No way, dude.
You sure?
That's perfect.
Hell yeah!
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's loud as
it's loud in our ears, but like it's not popping the mic or anything.
You sure?
I'm looking at it.
All right.
Push another one. Just any random one.
So I'm taking care of my neighbor's dog. I think you knew that. Yeah, and they have a cute little Kevin. Oh, that sounded weird.
That was weird. Do that one again.
That sounded like laser cats.
That's better. Okay. I think you hit it twice.
Oh, I might have.
Woo.
That is like a harsh one. I'm sorry, everybody.
No, it's fine. I'm telling you. I'm looking right at it.
All right. As long as it's not popping in people's ears.
No, and if it is, then they just crash their car and it's your fault. So
deal with it. Pick up the pieces and move on. You killed 40 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
of 40 car pileup.
So with this.
There was a laser noise. Yes. Startled somebody into a heart attack.
Hey, you know what? I think that freaking Amco commercial that they run on the radio when people are in their car.
What?
A Hank.
Oh.
What the? They do a thing on
Double A-N-C-O. Yeah.
And they do a thing on Curb Your Enthusiasm about that.
Oh, nice.
But there have been lots of things like that. Like radio, like listen to the radio in your car,
yep.
And then they're like, do the traffic report.
Oh, yeah. I hate when there's like a siren used in like a song as like a sample, like a hip hop song or a rock song, and there's like a siren in the background. I'm like, what the? I hear sirens. And I get all antsy, and I'm like, that's
on
a
purpose.
Stupid song,
these
bastards.
Like, yeah, they're just trying to, like, add something that make you get your attention, like your sound of your ringtone in your song somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what? I know that noise.
Yeah. God, that drives me up the wall. Like, it makes me so angry. I want to kill somebody.
Well, you hit that laser noise, and you'll probably succeed.
Kill somebody.
Yeah. You lost it.
Well,
the moment's
anyway.
Gone. Anyway, so what are we? What's you got your whole iPad?
Well, you know, we were
we
were talking
what you
this week,
going on
and
there?
We were saying how you know last week was a, a little bit heavy.
Yeah.
And so it would be nice to kind of loosen up a little bit.
Lighten
and,
it up.
And do some stuff that's not going to be so heavy.
Yeah.
So we were, I don't know, have we ever done movie musicals? We did, didn't we?
We talked about them with Zach Wolf. But we didn't play. See, the thing is, I don't want to play this stuff.
Yeah, you do want to play this
stuff. Where I'm like, I want to like talk about like our top five favorite movie songs or movie musical songs or whatever. It doesn't even have to be a movie. I was just like, what's your favorite musical theater song? Play something from Hamilton, and then we'll like listen to a little bit of it and then talk about it.
Right.
So anyway.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm with that. So we were kind of thinking of what we could do and also that it would be fun to kind of play some stuff. And Schoolhouse Rock just like jumped into my brain.
Play something.
And hopefully like Schoolhouse Rock is something that that is in several people's collective consciousness. Like everyone's collective consciousness. I don't know if it's ever left.
There are no. Maybe nowadays, but I haven't been to school in forever. But so when I was a kid, they still played it in school. Like it wasn't as big and I probably don't know all the words to all the songs.
Uh-huh.
But they still definitely played Schoolhouse Rock songs while I was in elementary school. So hit me with one of them.
All right. So, well, first of all, what's your favorite one that you or
because
there's a bunch and they're each like 3 minutes long. Well, they're all about 3 minutes.
What do you think is the most famous one? I think I'm Just a Bill is probably the most famous.
I think that is probably the most famous.
But the one I remember the most from being a kid is Conjunction Junction.
That's a big one, too. So,
what's your function?
Hooking up words and so phrases this is a, and clauses.
How's that function?
I got three favorite cars.
I love that guy's voice.
I know.
My job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, button, or. They'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But that's sort of the opposite. Not this, but that. And then
that voice.
There's or. When you have a choice like this or that. And button or get you.
It's pretty cool.
That's good. That's good stuff.
And button or.
So, like I said, that's probably the one that just most like sticks out in my brain from all of them personally. But like I said, I think the most famous one is I'm Just a Bill.
Yeah,
I think
you, clearly because that's the one that's been parodied,
right?
The most. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the one the Simpsons parodied?
Yes,
it was like,
believe me, I know it by heart.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm an amendment to be. Yes, right. An amendment to be. And wait for them to ratify me. There's a lot of flag burners who have got too much freedom. I want to make it legal for policemen to beat them because there's limits to our liberty. At least I hope and I pray that they are. Because those liberal freaks go too far. You did it, man. Yeah.
You did it. You were ratified.
It's so funny.
And then doesn't he get blasted? As soon as he gets ratified, don't they like kill him or something?
I forget in the Simpsons episode what happens, but I just remember how so impressed I was with their parody of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so well done. But yeah, and Jimmy Kimmel did one about lies. It's kind of similar with along the same lines.
Nice.
But these things, they're just, it's a brilliant idea, you know,
right.
as a kid, you're going to, first of all, I remember the animation will draw you in. As a kid, animation will draw you in to anything.
Yep.
Like if you make it animated.
What's this new cartoon? Right.
Yeah, you can watch it and be just sucked in.
Yep. Well, not only that, but then they add music, and then they add singing.
Yes, yeah.
And so it's like this whole, like, ooh, this is fun, and, like, you can dance to it, kind of, and you're just like, yeah, this is cool. And then the words get stuck in your head like any other pop song, and you just go, I'm getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't get it. I doused myself in off. I literally have a citronella candle in between my legs.
Here, let's put another one.
No, like, it's all good. I just wanted to announce it live to the world
that you're suffering for.
If they're there this time, I will post a picture on the Life's Avenge Instagram for all you listeners out there. Anyway,
of my
bites. My 18 on one leg and 17 on the other leg. It's I don't get it. And you don't get any. It's like, it drives me bonkers.
I get bit, but like if I cover up, like I'm covered up tonight, except my arms. But and then we have, the citron will burned out.
We have off and
they
citron.
They both burned out.
I have one in between my legs.
Yeah, it's a vicious.
I hate them.
I hate them too.
I can't wait for summer to be over. There was like a meme on the internet that was like, I can't, you know, summer's finally over. That means pumpkin spice lattes and sweaters and fire campfires and all the bugs go back to hell where they belong. Like, so, like something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, that sounds right.
I am totally, totally down with that.
Sorry, I interrupted your flow.
It's all good.
I do that a lot, by the way. So I mentioned it last time. I interrupt, and I apologize.
That's all good. These cartoons that stick in our head, mm-hmm. and they're cartoons, and the tunes stick in our head are great because they're similar to like you learning your ABCs.
Yep.
That you remember the melody. It helps you remember the words. It remembers to help you remember the alphabet.
Correct.
And so you learn. You know, these songs help you learn, and so it's great. Now some of these.
Yep.
Now, it's just funny.
Well, and like what's funny to me is like if I how do I work if. What am I trying to say? Did you learn from them, or was it just
for
a fun song?
Sure, no, I absolutely learned.
Conjunction Junction,
right?
What's your function,
right?
For the longest time, when after I like even after I knew the song, and I was like, yeah, it's a fun song. Okay, I got it. Like I still would confuse conjunctions and contractions.
Uh-huh.
And how, like, cannot is can't. But, like, right. It like for the longest time, that meant that that word, that was a conjunction word.
Right. Not, they sound similar, yeah.
Not like a connect, but, like.
Right. I get that.
But I
that.
Know, but, like, for the longest time, it was, like, I equated the Conjunction Junction song to the contract. It was weird. Anyway.
Schoolhouse Rock let you down. They didn't get the message across very good.
No, I can sing the words and like actually like go through it.
Right.
And like still it just was like. Whoop.
And I think that's like kind of like, yeah, that's just like the tool, the learning tool, the memorization tool.
Right.
Is like the tune and the music. And so definitely the one I think that's maybe as big.
Okay. As the bill song?
As the bill.
Sure.
I think as far as its social impact, I think it's probably even more so.
Okay.
That more people in our country are familiar with...
With the song that's not playing. Turn the volume back
up. Oh, yeah.
It's going already. I hear nothing.
Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA.
It's a country song.
In 1787, I'm told our founding.
Now, does this song, does this already, this tune kind of ring a bell?
Yep.
To write a list of principles for keeping people free.
And this animation is so great.
The USA was just starting out a whole brand new.
How do you feel that it's a country song?
It doesn't make think of country.
Really?
No.
It's more a folk song, I guess.
Folky. Yeah, definitely folky.
And they put those principles down on paper and called it the Constitution. And it's been helping us run our country ever since then.
We the people.
The first part of the Constitution is called the Preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.
I used to never know what I was saying.
You're just singing the song.
Yeah. I just knew that this is what the words of the song were.
Secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
That's so impressive. It, like, we know that. I mean, that's how. You can say the whole thing.
Opening
yes.
of the.
Yeah, like, yep, entire preamble.
Know. Right.
And how brilliant is that? To, like, do you, in a way.
It's like
I
a
feel,
trick.
It is a trick. And yeah. In a way, I could see, if I were from another country,
right.
I would probably be like, this is bullshit. Like,
yeah.
This is, like, indoctrination. Like,
I can.
It pretty much is.
Kinda.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's clearly, like, we want to. I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
Maybe I'm biased because I'm American.
Sure.
But
it's kind of, it's, yeah,
But it's like, yeah, you teach the, you, there's a lot of things that I kind of have a problem with. My, you know, my anti the man and, right. And conspiracy side.
And like no propaganda and like all this stuff. And
yeah. Right. That lots of things. Like saying the Pledge of Allegiance, I you know, there's part of me that like as a kid,
right.
You know, when I think of that, I think like, boy, that's really something, you
well,
know.
What's, it's almost cultish.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's like, because like as a kid, you just know at the beginning of your day, you stand up, put your hand over your heart, look at the flag.
Yeah, and you're completely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. And you're just like literally like droning out the words. Like you have no idea what you're saying.
Right.
What you're, quote, agreeing to, end quote. Like you're just like, whatever. It's the morning. It's 8 o'clock. The bell just rang. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Yeah. The United, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so it's like. When you're an adult and like you say the Pledge of Allegiance, you're like, yeah, like I do. I pledge my allegiance to this country. Like, right. You know what you're saying. You know what you're, quote, agreeing to.
Uh-huh.
And like as a kid, you just have no idea.
Yeah.
So when you're singing the Constitution song,
like, yeah.
You're like, what? I'm just singing a song. I'm singing a song that I like.
Right.
You don't know that you're like, we the people.
Yeah. No, it's like, yeah, it's like saying a vital part of our country's history that clearly people want. I'd love to see like the outline of like the plan behind Schoolhouse Rock. Like these are the things we want you to
right.
get across.
Right.
So think about the things that they have. They have as far as like American history goes.
Yep.
They have the preamble to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
They have No More Kings.
Yep.
Which is a really interesting thing to like
teach children.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, especially in historical.
When was Schoolhouse Rock first aired?
That I don't know.
I'll Google
you'd
it
have
right
to,
now.
Yeah, you'd have to like look that up.
I'm
going to guess that 72 is my guess. Is going to be my guess.
Because some of it is very like Schoolhouse Rock aired January 6, 1973.
Ooh,
is when it first came on. It's weird because. Why do we need to learn I'm Just a Bill? Like why do we need to know how that works as a 6-year-old child?
Well, I think that like it's a good idea to like understand like our laws, you know, at least give you an introduction to like the way our society works, you know.
Yeah.
I think there's legitimacy to pretty much everything that we teach through Schoolhouse Rock.
Sure.
Especially like the math ones,
right?
The you know the
just a magic number,
yeah, three, and then there's the one that's count the that's fives, like your it's essentially teaching you your
multiplications
tapes,
yeah,
you know, which is something you know we all learn at that age, and but in a way that makes you remember it. So
it's just weird that like the things they chose, because the math ones kind of make sense because you're like learning math and stuff,
right?
But, like. I just keep harping back.
It's the American ones, yeah.
Like I'm just a bill. Like why do I care how a law gets made when I'm 6 years old? Like unless they're just kind of like laying groundwork and like because no one you're not going to care.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, oh my gosh, like I can't. I need to talk to my senator.
I think
we need to make a law. And so it's like you're not going to do that when you're that young, but like when you get older, you're kind of like, I guess it kind of paved the way for my knowledge of like the legal system and
I think
like
so.
How it works.
And then when you start to learn about it in more detail, you remember that, oh yeah, I know the basics of it. I mean, you know, I'm just a bill.
Right,
you know, I'm
exactly.
only a bill.
So it's just weird.
That,
like,
so,
that was one of the topics. They're like, oh, we got this great one.
Right.
It's about how a law gets made. It's like so weird.
And boy, they just picked the right guy. I think that's the same one who sings Conjunction Junction, I think the same singer.
Yeah,
he's
like
that great voice.
He's got that very like Randy,
I'm just
Randy,
a barrel.
Randy,
Leon Redbone,
Randy Newman, like
yeah. Where, I'm on the yeah. barrel. I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. So this other one,
yeah,
that is interesting.
Hit me.
Does that ring a bell already?
No.
The pilgrims sailed the sea to find a place to call their own.
Okay.
In their ship Mayflower, they hoped to find a better home. They finally knocked on Plymouth Rock, and someone said, we're there. It may not look like
so,
home,
there's Indians that pop up behind the rock.
And then they slaughter them?
Afraid. Yeah.
Do they really?
No, not in the video, clearly. They, like, welcome him, you know, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
And, But King George is portrayed in a way.
It's okay, King, you know it's kind of scary on your
kind of as a fop. As like he's got big lips and white makeup. Sure. Like you always see him portrayed as. But anyway, it's an interesting story about the revolution, and we don't want any more kings. It tells about some of the founding fathers.
So when the Indians, the Native Americans pop up behind the Plymouth Rock, they don't get slaughtered?
They don't.
Do they come out with like turkey and corn and
they
stuff?
They do, something along those lines, yeah. Yes. Oh, believe me. Okay. Golly. All right.
Golly.
Okay, so we got to go straight to this other one.
Yeah, hit it.
I used to laugh about this back in the day.
Is it terrible?
In a way.
Mile or two.
Whoops,
or three or a hundred or a thousand.
Let's just not start at the beginning.
Maybe it's because you've already watched it. There you go. You can work technology. Starts with a flag waving.
One thing you will discover when you get next to one another is everybody needs some elbow room.
Okay.
Elbow room.
So.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Is that trying to like draw? What is that all about?
So you heard the beginning. Yeah. Sometimes
you just need some elbow room.
Yes.
So it's like, get out of my area. Like, get out of here.
Okay, let's keep playing.
Let's continue.
Kind of cozy, but not when you're tangled nose to nosey. Oh, everybody needs a little elbow room. That's
we just need some elbow room.
It was in the early days of the USA.
Ouch.
The people kept coming to settle, though the East was the only place there was to go. The president was Thomas Jefferson. He made a deal with Napoleon. How'd you like to sell a mile or two?
Or three, or a hundred, or a thousand.
And so, in 1803, the Louisiana Territory was sold to us without a fuss. And gave us
little elbow room.
Oh, elbow room.
Elbow room.
Elbow room.
Mow them down. We need elbow room.
How come?
Good luck. Wear your overcoat. They prepared for good times and for bad. And for bad. They hired Sacagawea to be their guide.
Hired?
She led them all across the countryside. Reached the coast.
What's your story? Like, she's a slave?
Elbow room we've ever had. The way was opened up for folks with bread.
Or get her bust.
I'm fading. We're fading.
Okay, we're fading. It's a trip. That whole one. So that one's called Elbow Room, about manifest destiny.
So
that one to me is a little subversive. Like it's a little like.
Okay.
Almost, I would call it. If I wasn't American. And I am an American, and I could call it kind of dangerous.
It's completely, completely omitting and...
Yes.
And...
the slaughter of Native
yes,
Americans.
It is completely omitting the genocide that happened.
Right.
In this lovely country.
Yes.
Of ours.
Yes. And atoning the whole...
And it's just like, we need more
elbow. Yes. Yes. So,
hey,
that, like,
I'm here. Get out of my way. No.
We can't both be here.
I was here first. I don't care.
We need some elbow room.
I need to move, organ, or bust. Let's hire Sacagawea. Like, she has to have been, like, there's no way they were buddies, right?
Sacagawea?
Right.
I'm not qualified to say.
No, I have no idea. But, like, it's just kind of bizarre that, like, she's on coins and money and stuff because, like, she literally, you know, led the way.
Right.
But... We slaughtered them.
Yeah.
So it's like, how, like, there's got to be something there. It's like, somebody has to know. And like I said, I'm totally unqualified. I have no idea.
So anyway, but
it's always portrayed as, like, she was our helpful buddy. Like, helping Lewis and Clark on their journey. But it's like, we just killed all your folks. Like,
yeah.
You need to help us.
I wonder. Right? I wonder how horrible it was.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, how, yeah. Like, maybe it was. I mean, maybe
this just reminds me of, did I talk on the air about the Goofy Greats thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mentioned it.
Right.
On that album, there's a song called Please, Mr. Custer.
Okay.
And.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And it's all about this guy who doesn't want to go fight because everyone's getting slaughtered. And he's like, please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. And like you hear all this like.
Is that Paul Revere and the Raiders? Duh, duh,
duh, duh, duh. No, it's like Larry Verne, I think is the guy's name.
Okay.
But you hear these like. Duh, 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 oh. Arrows getting shot and stuff. And he's like, I don't want to go. Hey, Charlie, duck your head. Oh, you didn't duck quite fast enough there, Charlie. Like, it's.
Really?
It's funny as hell.
And dark.
But it's messed up. And it's also like. He's like joking about the fact that there was this gigantic fight and slaughter between Native Americans and the white man.
Yeah.
But it's just a joke song. So it's kind of.
Look out.
Yeah, it's so funny.
There goes like, my head.
But it's messed up. Yeah, he's like talking about like getting scalped. And he's like, I don't want to wind up dead or bald. Please, Mr. Custer. I don't want to go. But like to me, it's so funny. It's like a funny song because I grew up listening to it as a goof. But yeah. Like,
ha ha ha.
But like, slaughter. Like that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of things like that. You know what's funny? Yeah. And smarter people than us.
Oh, yeah.
Could connect that to lots of things like, mm-hmm. you know, like the little kids' nursery rhymes that you say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy.
Right. We all have the plague.
That's jacked up.
We have
London
the
Bridge is falling down. Jacked up. There's so many, like, right. jacked up things that, in history.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that which is just fun to think about.
But, yeah, it's funny that, like, we need more elbow room.
Yes.
Never mind we don't mention anything about Native Americans.
Right.
So
that one, to me, is kind of funny, especially in that text, right. like, as far yeah. as, like, you know... brainwashing our youth
right
to have the
God, Eddie
the right Izzard mentality.
Has one of the funniest jokes where he's like, I declare this land for America. I have a flag. Thump. We are the first ones here. Excuse me.
Right, yeah.
<That's> so funny. Oh God, genocide.
It's hilarious.
Good
okay.
times.
So one of my favorite ones, mm-hmm. and this is one I want to play the entire thing.
Okay.
Because
I'm going to sit back, relax, and drink my drink.
Because, I'm going to set this over here so you can actually kind of watch it, too.
Yeah, I can see.
Because it is a, it's such a.
Will it stand up this, oh, not without the case on it, huh?
It's such a fantastic.
Just play it.
Little movie. That, oh man, we just played it to death back in the day. Whoops. We loved it to death back in the day.
Let's tweet a link to this video. So that way, if you're listening right now, you can check Twitter at Life's a Binge and check out the video that goes along with this.
We're going to remember that?
Yeah.
All right.
Of course. Because we're going to publish it right now.
Oh, yeah.
I get my thing in action. To be, to
oh,
see,
nice.
To feel, to live.
Burn, that's
I put my heart in action.
Burn.
To run, to go, to get, to give.
Burn. That's what's happening.
That's where I find satisfaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
To search, to find, to have, to hold.
Burn. To be bold.
When I use my imagination,
kids kind of a shit there.
I plot, I plan, I dream, turning in towards creation. I make, I write, I dance, I sing. When I'm feeling really active, I run, I ride, I swim, I fly. Other times when life is easy, I rest, I sleep, I sit, I lie. Can take a noun and bend it, give me a noun.
Fast, bold, break and plow.
Make it a verb and really send it.
Show me how.
Oh, I don't know my own power.
Burn.
I get my thing in action,
burn.
In being,
burn.
In doing,
burn.
And saying. A verb expresses action, being or a state of being.
Makes a statement.
Yeah, a verb tells it like it is.
The build of the song is so badass.
I can tell you when it's happening.
Past, present, future tense.
Ooh, tell you more about what's happening.
Say it, story makes some sense.
Oh, I can tell you who is happening.
Verb, you're so intense.
Hey, every sentence has a subject.
Noun, person, place, or thing.
Find that subject, where's the action?
Verb can make a subject sing.
Take a subject, what is it?
Fire!
What's done to it? What does it say? I can question like, what is it? I can order like, go get it. When I hit, I need an object. When I see the object.
Do you see that curtain fall?
If you can see it, then put the ball on the fence, man. Go ahead on. Yeah, all right.
What?
Be ready. It's going. It's going. It's going.
What?
I get my thing in action. To work. To play. To live. To love.
God damn, that video is so inspiring. It's so inspiring. It makes me want to do something. I love that video so much.
It's pretty solid, not gonna
lie. It's super, super good. And like at the end of it, like it does that like typical, typical
key change.
Like, yeah, yes, 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 step it up. Now really mean it. Verb. Now I'm getting really angry. Verb. Come on, do it. And then the background singers. Too high, too high, too steep, we'll fly. Verb. That's what's happening. That's great. God, that's great shit.
That is,
that's
that
so
is good,
good
stuff. First, yeah.
So I'm that was probably that. Maybe my favorite one as a kid. Like, we used to sing that, like, playing in Chicago. We used to, like, sing around and play. Verb, that's what's happening. We thought that was, like, a superhero. Verb is a superhero.
Well, he was in the video, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's so funny, because, like, listening to this, because I was, like, listening while I was watching and watching while I was listening. But, like, when he's, like, give me a noun, and they're, like, bat. Thing, this, plow.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's like, I can make that a verb. And then he doesn't sing about it, but he shows you how he's doing it. And I was like, oh.
Batting, plowing.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
But I thought it was going to be like, you know, he, like, you know, what's he doing in the game? Oh, he's batting or what? But, like, they just showed you it. They didn't really sing about it. So that's why you kind of needed to watch the video.
They fit, I mean, in all these things, they fit a lot of stuff in it.
Like, right.
You know, and,
well, yeah. That one is interesting because it doesn't necessarily, like, full on spell it out for you, where like the Constitution one is like, here's the Constitution, we're gonna tell you about the Constitution and here it is. That one's more of like a exciting, like, they're not just like, you know what a verb does? A verb is a word to describe action.
Yeah,
like it's an action word, and it doesn't just like blah blah, it doesn't it's not boring.
Well,
it's like more fun and exciting than it, like. But it doesn't really spell it out. So
well,
it's
and I remember as a kid, like, not, like, learning about verbs necessarily.
Right.
At least, like, not right away.
Right.
You just, like, loved this video.
Right.
The video is fantastic. And the art and the story and the way the key changes just ramp up your energy and your emotion throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and he runs home and at the end he hugs his mom. It's beautiful.
Right.
Like, you want to shed a tear at the end. It's great. But later you like learn, oh, verb. Yeah.
Oh, I know what he's talking about now.
Yeah. And you watch it again and then you like see the batting and you, see, and you hear it all explained.
Yep. And then it makes sense.
Yep.
Once you understand it, it makes sense. What you got now? What you got? What you got?
All right, let's see. So I'm still getting the hang of getting
understanding
my,
how YouTube works.
Yeah. How getting my school, my list together.
Oh, like,
this new thing.
You can create playlists and stuff?
Yes.
You can create them. Because I know, like, channels can, but you can, like, line stuff up.
I have playlists, yep. So I have a playlist for Schoolhouse Rock right now that I made just a little while ago.
No shit.
Yep.
$13, huh?
You can't do that? You can do that. Like, can't you? You can do that. I'm pretty sure, because I think I had some playlists already before.
You can create your own playlists on YouTube?
Yeah, of things that you want
to... Like, line it up in the queue and stuff? I don't know. Who knows?
All right, so...
Yeah. Hit me. Hit me.
Okay, so that we played. That wasn't on when we were playing the Blind Melon version of Three is a Magic Number.
No.
So that reminds me of something that I want to just talk about for a moment, and then we'll get back to another video.
Okay, we're at 45 minutes.
Okay, when I was in Seattle, KCMU, the station that I used to listen to, had fundraisers. They were community supported, like NPR, and so they would have these fundraisers, and they would always offer incentives. A lot of times it was music.
Yep.
And so they would offer these CDs that were part of their library.
Okay.
And I, as part of one of those things, I got Schoolhouse Rock
like CD. Cover songs
right.
or something?
Yeah. Like maybe you've seen it or heard of it.
Maybe.
But that there's like, at the time, they were all kind of alternative bands.
Yep.
Blind Melon does Threes, The Magic Number. And they do Interplanet Janet. They do Verb. But all these different bands that you've never heard of.
Nice.
And so anyway, it's bomb ass. I was going to play some of it, but I'm going to skip it.
Okay.
But just, and it's out there. If you're interested in some funky music.
Get the Blind Melon Threes, Magic Number.
Yeah, or get the Schoolhouse Rock cover song. And it's also like a fundraiser for something else. Nice. So
I dig it.
So, back to YouTube.
Speaking of, like, fundraisers.
Come on now.
Did it again?
I'm still getting the hang of it. Boom. There we go.
There it is. Hit it up.
So, apparently this thing will save the video.
Where you were watching?
Yes.
That's weird.
That's annoying to me.
It's weird.
I want it to start at the beginning. Like, if I'm going to queue it up, I want it to start at the beginning.
Yeah, that is kind of bizarre.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So, this is... Okay, no, I don't want to play that one. I don't want to play that one.
Change your mind.
So, this one was adjectives, which is kind of fun.
Okay.
You can unpack your adjectives. Got it. But we understand.
Yep.
Understand
we,
that.
We are in the knowledge.
Yep.
We're adults here.
What was the one I wanted to...
Noun
is a person, place, a thing... Adjectives, lolly, lolly, lolly.
The you mentioned like it was they released that CD with the cover songs for like a charity or whatever,
right?
I'll tell you later.
Go ahead. You'll tell them later.
Yeah,
you listeners.
I will forget.
So this is one that like used to kind of haunt me.
Okay.
And we don't have to listen to this whole thing, but
sure.
We got to listen to a little bit and then skip to the end.
Okay.
First of all, that piano is already haunting.
And the cello kicking in.
Yeah.
Is it about genocide?
It's about the number 8. You remember this at all?
No.
So that's the tune to it, and it goes through the multiplication tables.
The multiplications
tables.
Of 8.
But all with that haunting.
Yeah.
It's a very haunting.
Like, they're like we got the creepy piano going with the cello in the background.
Yeah. And the girl's voice is
innocent,
like
sounding little like girl of like.
Yeah.
There is 8.
Yes, dude.
It is great.
That's why it would haunt me back in the day.
Try to sleep. And I'll eat your face.
That's a circle that turns round upon itself. Place it on its side and it's a symbol meaning infinity.
That part used to freak me out, dude, for whatever reason.
Just turning an 8 on its side means infinity?
Yeah, and the way she sings it.
That's weird.
You know, that was like definitely my first at that age, you don't hear terms of infinity or a symbol or a math symbol for infinity.
Right.
Or even the term infinity is like nothing. You're kind of ready to
for
grasp
infinity.
When you're watching these, you're not ready to grasp the idea of infinity in any way. So it's kind
I'm
of like,
creepy little girl.
All of a sudden, the rest of your life, you whatever you do, you just avoid
yeah.
8s.
Yeah,
you're like no, that's got an 8 in it.
Like
no, I gotta stay
creepy.
With mate.
The 8 is going to get me.
But,
tangent time.
Go ahead. Tangent up.
It's 48 minutes, so I don't know how long I'm going to tangent. But have you seen the Defiant Ones on HBO?
No.
You have not.
But you have.
Yes.
Speak it. Spill it.
Do you know what it's about?
Yes, it's about some artists.
It's
Jimmy Iovine.
It's about
Iovine.
Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre, basically.
Those two, mainly.
And like,
okay.
And, yep, and forming like Interscope and all that stuff. Like...
So all the stuff that came from Eminem, 50 Cent.
Yep, NWA, and like how they combined their two everythings. So it's that whole story, and I don't want to get too much into it. But there was a Christmas album that I had when I was a kid called A Very Special Christmas, and all the proceeds of that CD went to the Special Olympics. And I had no idea that it was, like, done by Jimmy Iovine, or Iovine, or however you say his name.
Uh-huh.
And it has, like, Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi and Run DMC and, like, all these groups that he worked with. And I was like, holy crap, like, it's just all connected now. Anyway, it was just really cool. Check out the
Defiant
Ones on HBO.
That's on my list.
You said, like, donating to charity with an album. That's where that clicked in my brain.
Hey, so. You are becoming me.
Yeah. But it connected.
I just had to
mention it because it's connection. Very, very entertaining. It's like 4 episodes long. They're each like an hour-ish long. So it's like a 4-part little miniseries, and it's fantastic. If you're into music at all, I highly recommend checking it out.
All right. So we're going to get off topic again for a moment.
Okay.
Because this is something that I've been wanting to talk about. It's brief.
Sure.
It's brief, but it's just a little thing that I noticed recently.
Hit me.
And so I was listening to NPR, okay. as I will
as
want
you do.
To do, mm-hmm. And a friend of the show, Beth Accomando, mm-hmm. Who's been on
yep.
2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get her back because she's
absolutely.
Great. But she does she works for NPR, and she does for the local NPR, KPBS, mm-hmm. and is on the radio all the time. So I'm always listening and hearing her all the time.
Nice.
She's doing a piece about a movie.
Which movie?
Called damn it. Night of the Hunter, and it's starring Robert Mitchum.
Okay.
Okay, and she plays a scene from Night of the Hunter in the preview of it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up.
And this is the 19.
Story of right hand, left hand? The story of that you're staring at my fingers. Would you like me to tell you the little story of right hand, left hand? The story of good and evil? H-A-T-E. It was with this left hand that old brother Cain struck the blow that laid his brother low. L-O-V-E. You see these fingers, dear hearts, these fingers has veins that run straight to the soul of man. The right hand, friends, the hand of love. Now watch and I'll show you the story of life. These fingers, dear hearts, is always a warring and a tugging, one against the other. Now watch them. Old brother left hand. Left hand hates a fightin', and it looks like love's a goner. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hot dog loves a winning. Yes, sirree. It's love that won. And old left hand hate is down for the count.
All right, so.
I know where you're going with this. You mentioned it last episode.
So I asked if she recognized
it. Yeah. Where are you headed?
And she's like, she never put it together.
Got it.
Going down the south?
So this is what it took it to me.
Do the right thing.
Yes.
Back there, right?
Rebound.
One of my favorite movies.
Right. Yep.
Oh, shit. Let me check it out. That's the hype.
Newest, latest. Let me tell you the story of right hand, left hand. It's a tale of good and evil. Hey. It was with this hand that Cain iced his brother. Love. These 5 fingers, they go straight to the soul of man. The right hand, the hand of love. The story of life is this. Static. One hand is always fighting the other hand. And the left hand is kicking much ass. I mean, it looks like the right hand love is finished. But hold on, stop the presses, the right hand's coming back. Yeah, he got the left hand on the ropes now, that's right. Yeah, ooh, it's a devastating right, and hate is hurt. Down, ooh, ooh, left hand, hate, KO'd by love. If I love you, I love you. But if I hate you.
Here it is, love and hate.
Fight the power. How added poetic is it that Fight the Power is playing underneath it?
Well, during the movie, and this is like part of the theme of the movie, is that Radio Raheem carries a radio with him that is constantly playing Public Enemy's Fight the Power.
Yeah.
That he's so in love with the song that's all he plays and he talks about. I won't hear nothing else. I'm playing this. This is what I want to play. And he plays it all the time. And so it's whenever he's on the scene, that song is playing. And then if you watch the movie,
yep.
it's playing in the climactic buildup that's so fucking good. I can't even stand it. Nice. Like, I've seen it 50 times, and I love it every time.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just like, it blew me away listening to NPR
right.
to hear Robert Mitchum do this thing
right.
and realize, oh, my right. God.
I know this.
Yeah, yeah, and clearly this is an homage to the other, to the original.
Yep.
And so I was trying to figure it out. Like, is it Spike Lee doing an homage to Robert Mitchum
sure.
in the movie? Or is he having the character, Radio Raheem, have been influenced by that at some point enough to where he saw it and wanted to, because he gives the same speech.
Right.
So did he see the speech? Did he see the movie where he had Love and Hate tattooed on his hands and then go out and buy the rings to do the Love and Hate with each hand? But anyway, it brought a new depth to one of my favorite movies.
Yep.
And a new appreciation for cinema that I thought I got a big kick out of.
That's
so
awesome.
So that's a little sidetrack that I hope you enjoyed.
I totally dig it.
Good.
Totally dig it.
Good.
Let's wrap up.
Yes. So, dang it, there was something I wanted to
talk about. I think there was something else that I wanted to talk about, too, but I don't remember now.
Yeah. shoot. There always is, and that's why we do another one next week.
There's always one. There's always another one.
That's why we do more.
Yeah, there's
we
always
keep doing one. Them because we got more stuff.
The thing I wanted to mention is the thing that always keeps popping up, and it pops up every few years, and it's made the rounds just recently again, is one of my big influences when I was going through my one of my big influences when I was going through college and stuff and theater and performing arts and everything. I took a lot of mime classes and physical comedies type stuff, and so I was very much drawn towards Charlie Chaplin in the silent film era. Uh-huh. And Charlie Chaplin is like not so much a hero, but kind of like sort of an idol, but like you find out that he's not such a great person, not terrible person, but like not so great, but that's not that bad. But regardless, he gives a speech in The Great Dictator,
yes,
and it's probably one of the most poignant things of all time.
Yeah,
and it makes the rounds quite often nowadays in social media, where it's like every time there's like this big old like hate crime or something big happens, and like there's this massive amount of hate towards anybody or anything in particular. It's like, let's rewatch Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
And like, let's hear him give the speech from The Great Dictator. And it just like that little like love and hate thing reminded me of that.
We need to watch that, like, and
the whole movie.
Yeah. I've never seen The Great Dictator.
Really?
You've seen it?
Yes.
No, I have not. I've not. In fact, I don't know if I've ever seen a whole Charlie Chaplin movie.
Really?
Like what? Like The Great Dictator, what else? The Bicycle Thief? Like maybe I've seen bits of that, but I've never...
Well, there's a lot of shorts, but like right. you've never seen The Kid or...
Actually, I think I've seen that. I think I like rented that one time, I think on Netflix, like when it was renting DVDs.
You rented a Chaplin movie called The Kid.
And I believe so.
That's
right?
Where like there's a little orphan kid and like they come together, like him and the tramp, and then like they take the kid away and... Like it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's silent.
Yep. Silent movie.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I've seen it. I don't know.
Yeah. Modern Times is another big one where it's like all about
right.
coming into the technological revolution.
I would love to see those, and like also kind of like lots of times like as through the eyes of an adult. I prefer yep. like for us
mm-hmm.
just because you and I we don't spend the type of time and energy it takes to really be a connoisseur
correct.
The way that a lot of folks do.
Accurate.
So I do like to talk about what we talk about and then bring someone in who's like good at that shit.
Yeah.
And because I love listening to it. I love listening to like, you yep. know, like cinephiles
oh, yeah.
talk about their favorite stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when Beth and Miguel come on and talk about stuff, it's I just I got to remember to talk because I'm like, oh yeah, this right. is our podcast.
I asked you a question, you just went with it.
Yeah, right? And it's fascinating and it's right. yeah. And so anybody with they're passionate about something,
true that.
It's easy to kind of get lost in what they're saying. So.
Absolutely.
So and then I like learning that shit too. Like just that little thing with the love and hate.
Right.
Like someone could tell you that. And someone could have told me that, and I would have probably lost my mind. Like,
correct.
Just because
no
I'm,
way.
Yeah,
right.
because I'm such a fan, you know, of
that
one.
Was original. That was a Spike Lee thing. And the way it's filmed where he's, like, talking to the camera, but he's not really talking to the camera.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you're that's supposed that, to, like, suspension of disbelief where he's talking to the person behind the camera.
Yeah, but it slips right into it. So right. it goes from, like, some observation to first person,
right?
Seamlessly,
but there's no cut, right?
There's no cut. Yeah, he just
walks
seamless.
In and then walks out.
And so the actor like stays in place,
right.
And keeps talking.
It's good,
but Spike Lee moves out of the way just enough for the camera to get in place, and then you all of a sudden you're Spike Lee.
That Spike Lee knows what he's doing.
He's good, man. He's good. He's done some good stuff.
Yeah. So Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock, like
it's a lot of fun.
We did,
fun
we did stuff. A handful of them.
Love and Hate, lots of good stuff. Lots of fun media that you guys got to enjoy.
Revisit Football,
and check out our Twitter because we will post the link to the Verb song on Twitter. So check it out at Life's a Binge, and we're gonna get back at you next week with something else, and who knows what it's gonna be about. And if you have an idea or you want to pitch something or just want to sit down and chat about whatever, hit us up. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. You can give us a call at the voicemail at 619-438-0532. And, just let us know what you want to chat about, and we'll get you on, for sure. That's what we do. But for the meantime...
The doctor knew just what to do.
I was like, what was that?
Yeah, this is what I thought we'd walk out with.
Yeah, do it. Hit it up. But anyway, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Feeling's not as strong. Though Geraldine played hard to get, Geraldo knew he'd woo her. Yes, he showed his affection despite her objections. And Geraldine hollered some interjections.
Well, you've got some nerve. Oh, I've never been so insulted in all my life. Hey, you're kind of cute.
Interjections.
Well, hey.
They're generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong. So when you're happy,
hooray!
Or sad,
aww!
Or frightened,
eek!
Or mad,
rat!
Or excited,
wow!
Or glad,
hey!
An interjection starts a sentence right. The game was tied at 7-all, when Franklin found he had the ball. He made a connection in the other direction, and the crowd started shouting out interjections.
Ah, you threw the wrong way.
Darn, you just lost the game.
Hooray, I'm for the other team.
Feeling's not as strong. So when you're happy,
hooray!
Or sad,
aww!
Or frightened,
eek!
Or mad,
rat!
Or excited,
wow!
Or glad,
hey!
An interjection starts a sentence right.
Interjections,
hey!
Your excitement,
hey!
Or emotion,
hey!
They're generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong.
Interjections, show excitement or emotion. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Darn, that's the end.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.
Darn, that's the end.